A lot of hoes. Shall we?
I heard that.
No, that wasn't mine.
Alexis.
All right. All right. Shall we?
Laughter is important.
Yes, it is.
That's right.
And
yes,
it is. Jim?
Yeah, I'm here.
And Karen?
Okay.
Karen? Nope. Okay. And is anybody a name I didn't call? Father, Mother, God, as co-creators, our intention and our prayers are creating a new heaven and a new earth. Our future has not happened yet. It is still forming, and we are still in the process of choosing the outcome. I studied and fell in love with quantum physics when I got my master's at JFK University in Orinda. I mentioned Greg Braden's book, The Isaiah Effect, in my last newsletter. Greg's ideas flow from this new science. His information is certainly timely for today's global challenges. It was published 20 years ago. It's still available. Times like this have been prophesied for thousands of years. And many of you received the video I sent out by text from the Vedic astrologer. And so from a Vedic astrological perspective, a global challenge and potential for change has been predicted to occur every 18 and a half years. 2020, a global pandemic. 18 years ago, 18 and a half years ago.
Earlier.
9/11. 18 and a half years before that, the AIDS epidemic. 18 and a half years before that, President John F. Kennedy was assassinated. 18 and a half years before that, Hiroshima. 18 and a half years before that, the largest earthquake of the century and a plague in China. There are many perspectives about what this challenging time on our planet represents, including conspiracy theories, mandated global vaccines, viruses created as a weapon of war and destruction. How do we find peace and joy during this time of confusion, isolation, chaos, and fear? During this time of lack of understanding about what our future holds? Yesterday, we prayed about our experience of entering the unknown with a sense of positive expectation about our new potential and our intentions as we create this new future, this new world. Non-resistance to what is, so that the outcome can be supported and supportive to the healing journey that we are all on. This modern science of quantum physics validates a powerful connection between our inner and our outer worlds. This concept empowers all of us. Our faith links these two worlds, the inner and the outer. We continually co-create our outer world by what we're experiencing inwardly, by our focus, by our reassuring thoughts. Where are you putting your attention? The answer to that question reveals what you are creating. Father, Mother, God, we are grateful that so many destructive patterns, individually and globally, will be broken and replaced with greater wisdom, with greater compassion. This is one of the many gifts and opportunities that are being expressed in the unknown, which is the place we all reside right now. For some, this is comfortable. For others, it is not. But we are all still there. Most countries and most of us have no precedence for this vast unknown that we are experiencing now. It is a fertile and empty space, and we must be aware as each of us contributes as humanity fills it. As we fill this vast, fertile unknown with our future, with our future world, we are giving birth to a new humanity, and our labor has already begun. More than at any other time in history, the choice of outcome is ours. It is yours. It is mine. As I call your name, please tell us all what you're filling this vast unknown with, personally and for our world. Marilyn?
I'm waiting for, I'm in the void of unlimited potential. It's exciting because everything's possible and it's whatever I intend. And my intention at the moment is to heal through a compassionate heart, love others, and Mother Earth.
Ho!
Ho!
And Sin?
Well, I was going to say focus.
Well, I think that's beautiful. Let's fill it with focus and clarity. Amen. And Patty Cameras.
I'm filling it with calm and peace and serenity. My prayer for the world is clarity and truth.
Hope.
Oh, oh.
Patty Clark.
I'm focusing on healing all distortion throughout the all life forms, throughout the universe, and healing it, filling it with peace and balance.
Ho, beautiful.
Oh.
And Joan?
I'm just trying to understand everything and be calm about it.
Ho.
Oh,
And Sharon?
I'm feeling calm, peace,
hope, and clarity. My hope for the world is to leave the days behind where they belong, which is behind us. And the future, I'm hoping for everyone, we're open to the possibilities and the new opportunities that will be coming our way.
Ho.
Ho, 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 ho.
And Cindy?
Peace and compassion and healing.
Ho. And Robin? Robin?
I'm feeling uncertain with possibilities in the future and just envisioning the world coming together in a new collaborative way. In a new connected awareness way.
Ho.
Ho.
And, Sheree?
I'm focusing on peace and love and compassion right now and envisioning light and the collaboration to what Robin is speaking about.
Ho.
Ho.
And Shelley?
Love, compassion, joy, and focusing on inner strength.
Ho! And Jim?
My intention is embracing the unknown, the horizon, where everything of interest comes from, and becoming a mechanism by which that expresses through me into the world.
Hope.
Oh.
And Natalie?
I'm very optimistic and positive about the future and look at this as an opportunity for us to grow and understand and move forward with a little more of a sense of community and taking care of one another.
Hope.
Oh.
And Charmin?
Love, harmony, and expansion.
Hope. And Joelle?
My void is filled with a sense of calm and silver lining, expansive light, and compassion, union, and connection.
Let it be so. Ho!
Ho! Ho!
And we have filled that beautiful, amazing space of emptiness and the unknown with our love and our intentions as we stay focused on that, creating a new world. And our present exposure to these new ideas and experiences that we're having now prevent us from ever going back to the way things were, praise God. I hear people say, when we get back to normal, and I think, are you serious? The old normal is long gone.
Really?
We are now in the process of choosing a brand new normal.
A new normal.
Our choices right now must be made with intention, clarity, justice, love, compassion for everyone. We are doing that together in this daily prayer. I thank you so much for joining. Our prayer is much more powerful than any of us could ever imagine. We are linking ourselves to the divine in this daily prayer and to the peace, love, compassion, and joy that is within us and is being expressed as well and as well as created in the outer world now. Amen.
Amen.
Let it be so. The highest vibration of love.
So it shall be.
How powerful to have us 12 people together. And thank you so much for joining the prayer today. And I invite you, we're going to pray every day. And if you have time for this extra, we end up a little bit of 10 minutes. This one went a little longer. But mostly we're about 10 minutes. And we are so powerful. And I mentioned before, I led a women's group for 29 years. And some of you were in that group. And the power of that group continues to flourish in this prayer that we are saying, as well as the power from each and every one of you. And so I thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us, Alexis.
Love all of you. We send our love into the world.
Bye-bye.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Love. Amen.
Bye-bye.
Amen.
Love and blessings.